Springtime savings are in full bloom, all in the Kroger app. Get 12 packs of delicious Coca-Cola, Pepsi, or 7-Up for $4.99 each with a digital coupon. Then get one-pound packages of flavorful 80% lean Angus ground beef chuck for $3.99 each, all with your card. Shop these deals at your local Kroger today, or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Good morning. It's July 29th, 2022, and this is 5-Minute Daily Devotionals with Religionless Christianity. This morning, we're going to be reading Luke chapter 13, verses 25 through 28. And they read, "When once the master of the house has risen and shut the door, and you begin to stand outside to knock at the door, saying, 'Lord, open to us,' then he will answer you, 'I do not know where you come from.' Then you will begin to say, 'We ate and drank in your presence, and you taught in our streets.' But he will say, 'I tell you, I do not know where you come from. Depart from me, all you workers of evil.' In that place there will be weeping and gnashing of teeth when you see Abraham and Isaac and Jacob and all the prophets in the kingdom of God, but you yourselves cast out." This is a truth that we have to be thinking on. And I'm guilty of this at times, and I would imagine you are as well. You know, we focus far too much on this present life and lose sight that this is passing away. There will come a time, and our prayer should be sooner rather than later, that the master will rise up and shut the door. Once that door is shut, it will never be opened. Those outside will never again be allowed in. They will make their claims, you know, to their reasons for why they should be allowed in, but it will all be in vain. It will be too late. The truth is, there are really two ways that the door gets closed. Either the master rises and closes it at the end of the age, or as Peter puts it in 2 Peter 3:7, the day of judgment and destruction of the ungodly. And the second way is your life is brought to an end. At that point, it will be too late to choose the narrow gate. Hebrews 9:27 tells us this. It says, "And just as it is appointed for man to die once, and after that comes judgment."
Yeah, I noticed this connection here. They said, "We ate and drank in your presence." I was thinking, okay, so what? Does that mean they took communion or had fellowship with believers in church? Likely. And they said, "You taught in our streets." So these people heard his teachings in church. Many who go to church and take communion are not saved because he replies to them, "You workers of iniquity," or "workers of evil." He is more likely speaking literally to those who were around when he walked the earth, though. Maybe those who were even fed with the fish and loaves of bread and the multitude of people. They probably were those who walked away from him afterwards. But this also applies to our modern day of churchgoers. And just as God shut and sealed the door of the ark when the rains came, it's too late. Jesus said he is the door. We have to enter into the fold by him before time runs out. And God is very patient with all of us. And his word says he's not willing that any should perish. He has made his salvation known to all people. Everyone thinks about death, but those who are saved think on it with hope, and those who are not saved think on it with dread and fear of the unknown. It's just such a blessing to live life not fearing death, knowing your life is written out already and your days already determined. There's just such comfort in knowing that God, who is rich in mercy and love, is in charge of our very souls.
And our psalm for today is Psalm 90, verse 4. "For 1,000 years in your sight are but as yesterday when it passed, or as a watch in the night."
Our proverb is Proverbs 29, verse 8. "Scoffers set a city aflame, but the wise turn away wrath."
And I'll end praying for you from Psalms 145. "May the Lord show you he is gracious and merciful, slow to anger and abounding in steadfast love, that the Lord is good to all, and his mercy is over all that he has made. May you know the Lord is near to all who call on him, to all who call on him in truth, that the Lord preserves all who love him. God bless.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.